I'm recording the meeting. We have, who else do we have from the leadership here? Where's Neil? Oh, wait, Neil's not on the leadership here. Looking for John, George, and myself, I guess, right? George, am I missing somebody?
No, that's the four of us, you know, it'd be Ron, myself, you, and John.
All right, well, let's get this thing rolling, I guess. We'll give it another minute. Give it one more minute. Ron made it.
Now that everybody has crashed,
just made it.
All right, Ron, how are you doing?
Good. Just made it. Then we had another one to go to Ashby. Mutual aid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, house on fire. How we doing, everybody? Sorry that happened. You know, what are we going to do? Bit about, we got a good 5 inches out there right now.
I got more than that over here.
Yeah. I didn't stop. Oh, video, where am I?
At least it's not heavy.
Yeah, you're right.
You don't have aluminum roof.
Oh, yeah, we do, but the snow, yeah, I shoveled some of it, and it's pretty easy.
Oh. I might be all right. Are we good?
Go ahead and want to go ahead and run
now, this? Let's go. Okay. Oh, I got 1900 here.
Just go ahead. Yeah, I got a little bit.
1904.
Okay, I'll take that. Eating of the, sorry about that. That's like I told Larry. I got a call from I called first, and I said, and I said, hey, if you don't think he's gonna make it, give me a call. You know, as things progress. And sure enough, he did. He said, Ron, we'll schedule it for next month on the 4th. Right, if I got that right. So he'll do this. He'll do his presentation on the 14th.
Okay.
Right. See, what do we got here? I got my secretary here.
No, your secretary isn't here. I'm going to have to fill in as the secretary and treasurer. Your secretary?
No, he's right here.
Is he?
And one in the next end. Me? Yeah.
Who?
Oh. John?
Yeah, since it's Zoom, I can join the meeting, but I'm in Maine, so I would not have been able to attend it in person, but I'm here.
Excellent. Maine, huh? Oh, fantastic. Okay, let's go. Okay. All right. Why don't we go around and see who's on the air right now? We'll start with Larry, then it's Craig, and you know, just go right through down the list. And so we We'll get that, and we'll get the treasure.
All right, Larry, one VGM and Terry.
Yay.
George and Keen, WA5, GAD.
Okay, WA5, GAD. Craig?
K1QX, here in Ringe.
Hey, QX. Paul?
Yeah, hey guys, Paul, here in Keene.
All right. Okay. Was that KM6, November?
Yeah, it's Jay here in Troy.
All right, Troy, we had two accidents.
Yeah, probably more than that.
Oh, well, more than that. Well, you know, right down the road there on, never mind, I want to talk about it. 21BCC, Brad. Oh, he's not on his seat. Ward, how you doing? N1, UWB?
Good.
Okay, John, KB1SWW?
Yep, I'm here.
Adam, K3CAN?
Hello, everybody.
Okay, Don's here, N1NXP in Maine. Fantastic. Chris, KB1 Taste.
Hi, evening, everybody. Took me long enough for the computer to fire up, finally working.
You got it. Billy, long time no hear. N1 White MP, he get us. Okay. Mike, K6, golf.
Yep, I'm here in Keene.
I'm Keene, huh? Great. Jeff, how you doing there, big guy?
Hey, Ron, how are you? Jeff Kalen, JWM, Hinsdale.
Yeah. Who's the other one by you? WR.
What are you talking about, Ron?
Or Jeff. Got a dash there, WRJJ.
Oh, 203, that's my computer ass call.
Ah, shit.
Hey, you know, you should probably mute yourself.
Fred, are you there?
I am, KC1KFX in West Chesterfield.
Okay. Bruce.
Hey, good evening from Keenall. I'm here.
Okay, K1TWX. Okay, the other Bruce.
The other Bruce doesn't have any audio. He says he got 6+ inches in Swansea and no audio.
Oh, probably, okay. I said. All right. That's a good crowd tonight. Anybody?
Yep.
I don't have no video.
What's that? No video?
I don't have no video.
That's all right.
No video. Oh, no, it's on my roof. All right. Rod, where are you? I'll try one more time. Oh, thank you everybody for joining us tonight on the short notice there. This thing just went wild. There, and everybody else went wild. Going down the road. All right. I'll go around with the video after. All right. Well, as long as you can hear me, I'm good.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Okay.
Treasurer's report while we're here.
Okay. Treasurer's report. I just wanted to give you a quick update. $4,538.41 is the current total balance. The general fund or the checking account, $3,089.05. And 679.36 in the repeater fund. And just to give you an update, I went to the post office today and talked to them, and they said, oh, it's a good thing you came in because we're getting ready to revoke your post office box. It's due. I said, well, we dropped the key off and we couldn't get our mail until we got the copy made and nobody heard back. But anyway, so I've got to go down there tomorrow with the check and get the post office Xbox renewed and get pay for the $14 for the two keys for myself and John. Okay. And then from there, I guess, so we'll be, we'll, I think it's, I forget, it's like $80 plus $14, something like that. For the post office box and then 14 foot keys or whatever. So that will be coming out on the next go round. But $4,538.41 is the current balance. Not knowing anything that's in the post office box that I won't find out till tomorrow.
Well, what, you kind of rambled that off too fast there. What was
$4,538.41.
Okay, I missed out. All right. Okay. Let's see. So tonight we were supposed to have Peter on in and talk about the league actions in the league, what's going on in New Hampshire and stuff like that. He called up, he says, Ron, there's no way I can make it. There's just too much stuff coming down.
Can we go over the secretary's report?
Yep. Oh, he's in Maine. I don't know if he's got it with him.
I don't know. Do you, John, you have the meeting?
John? The secretary's report?
It's just as posted, although I wasn't able to catch the treasurer's figures from last week, so I left that open in last month's secretary's report.
Oh, okay.
Okay, as posted on the reflector.
As posted on the reflector. Yeah. Right?
Yep.
Any old business, right? Any old business to take care of here? We've got the mailboxes. How's the bank? Friendly bank there.
How's the what?
How's the bank? How do you like the bank there?
You talking about the credit union?
Yeah.
I'm still not a fan of them.
Okay, all right.
But you know what? I'm not convinced that it's going to be any better anywhere else.
All right.
Who's got their radio? Is that your own?
Who's got their radio?
That's John. Did you?
That's John here.
Microphone, John? 48. I muted him. All right. So, yeah, I'm not convinced that the bank's going to be any better anywhere else because I had an own issue at my own bank, and I went there today, and it was no walk in the park there either. They can't get any help, so you're stuck with the lowest possible option they could find, I guess.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so that's that. Anything new coming up in the amateur radio? It's coming up this March, going into April. Any events? How was the someone down to the where was the event that held last weekend there?
Chicopee,
yeah.
Yeah, I thought Chicopee was good. I mean, it wasn't like a normal year, that's for sure. I would have thought that it would have been a lot more people and a lot more equipment there. The last time around that we went, it was probably about the same, maybe a little bit more. But man, I was hoping after COVID that place would have been packed, and it was not. I mean, there were a lot of cars in the parking lot, but. Just didn't seem like there was,
but not many other practices.
That much. There was a decent amount of equipment, but yeah, I don't know. Just not what I was looking for. I went down there with the thought of buying a multi-mode rig, and there was a couple multi-mode rigs. I wanted something for 2 meters, and I ended up because I mean it was one icon there that was pretty good. And he had a power supply. It was a 200 watt rig, and I'm like, oh. This is good. And then I saw, and he said, well, then the only thing wrong with it is the backlight for the LCD doesn't work. I said, well, you should be able to replace that real easy. Yeah, I don't want to be tearing apart a piece of radio equipment to get it to work. I mean, it did work, but just the LCD wasn't too visible.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I ended up spending my money on a solar panel, a battery, and a charger. for the phone. Yes.
What's the next one? What's the next one coming up?
Anika.
Yes, Anika.
Is that this month or in April?
I think it's this month, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
20th.
Let's find out. That's CVMFA, right? FMA.
CVRC.
CVRC? I'm thinking about the other one.
Yeah, that's the 20th at the Haneker Community School.
20th at Haneker Community School.
And then
okay. I'd like to thank everybody that
Before we do that, Ron, can we make a couple of can I make a motion?
Make a motion what they accept the treasurer's report?
Yeah, not the treasurer's report. I'd like to make a motion that we accept the secretary's report as submitted on the CCDX reflector.
Okay.
Somebody needs to second it.
Fred with a second.
Any further discussion on that? All right, somebody we want to call the question?
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed?
And somebody's got
to... Well, let's do it. Anyone accept the treasurer's report as reported today?
Move to accept.
Second.
Move the question.
Treasurer's report.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed?
Hey, George, too bad you couldn't send us cookies over the air. George makes all the cookies.
Isn't George the cookie guy?
Yeah, George is the cookie guy. I supplement him. And yeah.
Anybody hear
right.
me?
Yep. Yeah.
Working. All right.
Oh, well, he's got his cookies. He's showing
got his own.
Yeah, the cookies for tonight.
So to answer your question, Bruce, about the current list of members that have paid their dues, the answer is no. And the reason no is because I don't have any records that state who paid and who hasn't. The only ones that I know that paid are the ones that gave it to me. So I've got no access to any records that shows who paid before I took over back in December to try and figure this out. I've got no records. I don't see any place that Mikey marked down who specifically paid. I do see that there are some, you know, update forms with numbers marked down on them. Some of them, a lot of them don't have the dates. I've got no way to know when they paid. And the bank doesn't give you an image of any checks that you cash. The only thing they give you is a total amount of deposit. That's it.
Oh, they don't give you the checks?
Nope. They don't check images of anything that you've cashed. They will give you check images of anyone that you wrote, but not of anyone that you cashed. So we've got to keep track of it. As of right now, I've got no access to the QuickBooks or anything like that.
All right. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Gotcha.
A couple of things that Mike did and did very well was to, when he received payment for a membership, he sent out a notice that he actually received the money. I do have a copy of the check that I, because I was about ready to send it again, but my wife gave me a copy of the when I sent the money in. So we may have to try to do something like that. The other thing, you have some unfinished business in your minutes. You have, somebody's got the radio on.
Andrea went
to
our dinner tonight.
That's Ken. I'm going to mute him. There we go.
Thank you.
That was Ken, just so you know.
It doesn't matter. It's hard for it because I'm hearing the audio all the time. Well, you, in the minutes of the meeting, you have some unfinished business that was tabled from last night, last move. 1921. Somebody's scanner is on.
I think that's.
That's an interesting point. Should I read the minutes from the last meeting? That might make better sense, right, Bruce?
Yeah, let's do that.
It would be if nobody's reading the minutes, but it's clearly stated in there that we tabled it from last month about Mike's radio.
Right. Why don't I pull up the minutes and read them? I'm having a little difficulty because I'm operating remotely. But I think I can find them as they were posted. Hang on.
About 2/3 of the way down on the minutes.
You guys still there?
Yep. Yeah, we're waiting on John to come up with the minutes.
I'm sorry. Give me a sec.
I've got them if you want me to just read them.
If you don't mind, that would be great.
The whole minutes, or you just want me to read the equipment?
Why don't you read the whole minutes, and then you could insert, if you have it, last month treasures figures, if you don't mind. That would be great.
I don't have those right in front of me.
Okay. All right.
All right. So minutes of the CCDX ARC meeting of February 9th, 2022 meeting. I don't know who that was. Galaxy SA.
B1SWW. If you could mute your.
All right. Call to order at 7:02 by Ron Osmo, K1CRR. Introduction. Treasury report. Larry KA1VGM. Account balances and Turkey. Yada, yada, yada. I'll go over that, I guess, after I find them again, because I assume that they were recorded. So hold on one second. Larry, equipment from Mike's home. And Mike died of heart disease complicated by COVID. List of equipment distributed, recommendation by the board that the hat kits be donated to Dublin Christian Academy. Larry made motion, seconded by Ron, unanimous. Neil, Swansea Post Office keys made, $14 each. Trailer registration, $30. Doing in QSO, black cost. Neil would like to see Mikey's radio equipment go to the club. Motion made that Mikey's equipment goes to the club. So I'm guessing that was Neil's that made the motion. So just so you know, John, it's important that you record who made the motion. And the second isn't important that you record the name, just that it happened. So
okay.
I'm assuming that Neil made the motion that Mike's equipment goes to the club or sold proceeds go to the club by, oh, it does say by Neil at the end. I missed that.
By Neil, yeah.
Seconded by Larry, KA1VGM. Discussion followed. Regarding location of the equipment. Friday discussed as time to move equipment. Motion table is what it says. I don't think that the motion was it? Oh, maybe it was motion back further. But I thought we agreed that the equipment would go to the closet. Anyway, keep going. New old business, no old business, new business. So hold on, let me just go down here. Introductions. Introduce new or visiting folks. Sarah, KD0YDV, no further business. Motion to adjourn. Yeah, see, so there was something left out from there, I thought. The motion wasn't tabled, to my recollection. I think we voted on the fact that it was going to actually all go into the closet at the community house.
Community center.
To be decided upon what to do later. So I guess it could have been elaborated a little bit.
So but it's there at the community house.
So we did defer the decision to this month, to my recollection.
Right.
So I think we need to, I guess, slightly modify that because that was specifically mentioned that the equipment.
Why don't we try to modify, put that in the minutes, try to modify that in
Would the person who made the motion to accept the secretary's report like to withdraw that motion?
Yeah, I think so.
Since we already approved it, it probably should be withdrawn.
Yep, it should be. Make a motion to withdraw.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You want to add that couple of sentences in this? I'd
like to amend the minutes to include the fact that we were going to postpone making the decision until this meeting, which is today.
Isn't that forward there, Larry?
What's that?
Is that what you want to put down?
Yes.
Okay. We amend the last month's meeting to say that we were going to go forward this month to finalize what we're going to do, or make a motion that we will discuss or look into the radio that we were going to, it would be donated to the club. It is now down in the community house anyways.
Yeah, we're talking about all the equipment, not just the radio.
Why is that in here? Can you hear me?
Yep.
What I'd like to do, the intent was to table it to this month because we were going to be meeting in person.
Yeah.
And Neil would be able to speak to what to do with the radio. I would like to see us table it again until the next month when we can get together so that we're not trying to do this on Zoom, that everybody can be together. The intent was Neil wanted to see the radio go to the club. And I wanted to bring it up for discussion to the whole club, whether or not to take the radio or whether to sell the radio. We all agreed to put the radio temporarily in Marlboro until we can do some, make amends on what to do for the disposition of the radio. Over.
Bruce, I understand what you're saying, but you're making it about a radio. And as far as I'm concerned, We have more people in the Zoom meeting tonight than we normally have at a meeting. So I don't know that a meeting is the best thing to do at this point in time if some people aren't able to make the club meeting. You know what I mean? In person. So the last meeting that we had, I think we only had like 13, 14 people there at the most. So I think the best thing is the best of full representation of the club, I guess. As far as I'm concerned, I would rather have as many people make the decision as possible. And as far as I'm concerned, it's not just the radio. Yes, he had a K3 radio and the band adapter, but he also had other radios, and he has, also had other equipment. So, I mean, I just want to make sure that I've got that's out there too, when it's not just the radio. And I understand what Neil would like, and what he thinks that Mikey would like, but I don't know what Mikey would have liked after learning a bunch of things about him that nobody ever knew. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if Mikey would like it sitting there at the club being used once a year versus having somebody that couldn't normally afford that type of radio. You know what I'm saying? That's just my thoughts.
Okay. Because that's all there. And there's other radios that we put down there and put in there.
Yep. There's other radios, other equipment. Other
equipment there and everything. We completely. The weather station is going to go back to the school, right?
Yeah, I think that's what we said.
Yeah, I thought Derek already brought that back. Well, no.
Oh, maybe I don't know.
Yeah, the minister there said that his friend and Mikey picked out that weather station.
Right. That's okay. There's a lot of nice, good equipment that we brought back in there. So. Yeah, and I think, well, we could do it tonight, or we can postpone the decision on that to the next meeting or whatever. So when we get everybody there, or as many people as possible, they can bring out the equipment, put it on a table downstairs, and you can see the variety of equipment that he had there, and very good equipment that he had there. So. How about that? Okay.
I would agree to that.
All right. So
is there a motion on the floor at this point?
Yeah, John, let me make a motion that we, until we're meeting face to face, hopefully at the next meeting, April 14th, unless the world blows up with a couple of nukes coming at us, to decide what we want to do.
Your audio just cut out there.
Is that okay there, Larry?
Yep.
There's a lot of equipment there. You know, it would be nice if we could put the ham station someplace, even if it's there, I don't know, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna happen, but.
No. Yeah. So,
well, the Quinnebog Valley Radio Club that I started off when I was back in 1956.
Is this a motion or just further discussion?
No, I think it's gonna be a motion. You wanna discuss it more, we can discuss it.
What is the motion?
Well, the motion is that not to make any decision until we got people there looking at all the equipment, and then we can make a motion of what we want.
So we're tabling the subject until next in-person meeting.
Meeting, right. Tabling the subject. Yep.
I agree to that motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. All right. I was thinking about this year's field day. Where would we like to place ourselves? A place in a community that, you know, we can show our equipment and stuff like that and get some enthusiasm. Any ideas? Troy was a very, you know, good place to do that for people to come in and look at what was going on and stuff like that. For other places, like I know Bruce was talking about Swansea. So where would you think we should go and speak to the people and ask them if we could use their facility? Talk to the people up at when we had the Vietnam Wall up there. At the, yeah. And they said that
there's usually not any problem for that, but the only thing that that's in June, and June the week on the weekends are booked with weddings. That's the big thing. You know, if it was any other weekend or stuff like that, you know. But that was the biggest thing that they had talked when we talked to them. They said, we'd probably have to look for another place there. Maybe one of these days we'll get up there.
Well, Troy's always open for you if you want it.
No, they make good food there. Ideas?
Well, I did find out what I need to do at Monadnock at the Mount Caesar School. So if you want me to continue proceeding with that, I can check with that. And it's at that would be behind Mount Caesar School in Swansea Center if you want me to
check. How does it look? How does it look there, Bruce? I have never been in that area.
It's pretty well wide open. What we'd have to do is go back into the backside of the field where there's some trees or put up some posts so that we can erect some antennas.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else got any ideas?
A KM6NUY in Troy.
Troy's already been mentioned, but I heard that you guys were setting up at the depot, it seems like that's in a hole kind of. It depends, I guess. Do you want something that's better from a signal perspective, like higher altitude, or something that invites more public attention?
You think a combination of both? No, but you know, Troy was fine. We didn't make, but we had people come by and stuff like that. Easy set up. Well.
Noise on certain bands down at the depot.
Well, I was going to say, my mom's place is up at the end of Tolman Road, and there's definitely plenty of room and power and less noise. But also, if you wanted more traffic, the Berry Farm has more traffic, and it's in a better spot from a signal perspective. But it's just an idea. I don't have any particular connection to the Berry Farm folks. But anyway, that was my proposal. That's it.
Okay, that's a bit, you know, well, we got to think about it. Eric just came in. He's out in what, California or Las Vegas? Eric.
Hey, hi, how are you? I'm back home again. We were out in... We drove to San Diego and did some touring along the way, but my son's back out there and I flew home, just got in last night.
Oh, okay.
Ron, I got the models anytime that we want it, because Mike asked me about it the other day and I says, I don't know yet, but we got there by the store again anytime we want it.
Oh, by the store and down in that was a pretty fair place there. Any other ideas? Well, why don't we kind of mull around ideas there, and when we get together on the 14th of April we'll make that a subject to talk about, you know?
Yeah, I think you better think about it pretty soon. You mean, yeah,
it creeps up on us.
Yeah, it keeps up on us. You got to get permission first, so.
Yeah, you got to get permission first, though. You're right. I think from my point of view, stuff like it's good to have that so the public can come in and see what's going on in that. You know? I think. Yeah. It's a good showing of amateur radio. That is good. All right, so we'll table that then. But we'll keep, you all know that we can get in Troy at any time.
Yeah, get up here on the hill too if you want that.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean up on a hill up there?
Yeah.
But that's kind of away from population.
Yeah.
See,
nobody show up there.
No one shows up there except us, you know. I don't know. There's the American Legion, too, I guess, and King.
Yeah.
No, but.
I'm not a big fan of that.
Yeah. Okay, so let's look around and see what would be good, you know, that we can attract some people in there.
Do it in my backyard again.
Oh, yeah, we did that too, right?
Yeah.
That's right. That antenna's still up there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that one fell down. I got it all wrapped up here.
Okay. Now we in 6 meter one went.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, two of them. One for parts.
There's a couple of them. All right. So let's just look around and see what we can get on that stuff. Here we go up to the Capitol. Something up there. All right. Any more discussion? Got a good crowd here.
All right. Can I have a quick minute, please? Got an announcement.
Go ahead.
Yep. Volunteer examination session, Swansea, New Hampshire. The Connecticut River Sportsman's Club, 125 Wickham Road in Swansea. All elements or license classes will be administered. And I appreciate everybody helping out in some way, shape, or form with making this happen. That's all I got, Ron. Thank you.
Well, what's the date?
Oh, yeah. Duh, that helps. Yeah, I'm just about ready to hit the rack for the day. My brain's not awake. April 23rd, 2022. Doors open at 2:30 p.m. Test starts at 3.
And who's the VEC on that?
Mr. John Moore, KB1 CSI.
All right.
Any other questions?
Anything? Oh, I have a question kind of related to that.
Yeah.
John, did you go take your test the other day?
Did I?
No, John. N1.
Yes, I did.
How'd you do?
I didn't. I failed miserably.
Oh, that's too bad. What were you taking, your extra?
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks for the motivation. Now I won't go take.
Thanks for asking, Larry.
Well, I didn't know.
Don't give up.
Yeah, don't give up. I mean, it's...
Yeah, don't give up. Yeah.
I might be talking to you. Maybe we'll do some studying together.
You could have said, I'd rather not say.
Yeah, true.
No, I wasn't going to say anything. In reporting on my disappointment with Chicopee, although it was a nice drive down and back. I would add to that, speaking of VE, if there are other younger hams who are interested in getting a higher license, my biggest issue is just not even coming close to understanding the questions. And I think for those who have a background in electronics or radio, some of those are at least familiar, if not tricky. And so I'm out of my league. Yeah, so
that's true.
We'll give it a try again, maybe, and we'll see what happens.
All right.
Yeah.
I thought about it and started looking at some of the questions. So not too far off where you're at, John.
I believe we all know that Wayne Santos passed away.
Yeah.
suddenly last week there. Maybe we can just do a brief.
Could I put a motion in? Would it make sense to put in a motion in the minutes of recognizing his passing and his contribution to Aries?
Yeah, that's fine. I was hoping that everybody had been there, we would do a moment of silence and stuff like that, and honor his, his day.
Did somebody want to make a motion so I can put it in? Is that?
Make a motion to recognize his contribution to amateur radio.
Who was that that made that motion, please?
It's me, John Craig.
John Craig, yeah.
It's me, John.
I second that. Yeah. I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
He was a good man. I disappointed when I heard that he'd passed.
Yep. And that was very sudden.
Yeah, it was. I mean, if anybody that knew him knew that he was like the epitome of health. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Like, yeah.
So was Yul Gibbons.
Yeah.
I didn't know that much about him. I knew he was a chaplain in the service, but being buried in Arlington National Cemetery, not everybody gets that honor.
It takes time.
It takes time.
I had a very good friend of mine was buried in Arlington Cemetery, but it took 2 years to get him. It takes a long time. So you have to, I was fortunate enough to go down and attend the burial service and everything like that. They do a fantastic job.
Before we close down, I want to tell Ward I sent him a chat. If you click on the chat, it's in there.
Why did you get that?
It's about the Saturday morning net.
Oh, the Saturday morning.
I thought you started calling that a Sunday morning net because it's so big. That still goes with the Sunday.
We had 36 last Saturday.
Almost all states represented.
Yeah, most of them are from Pennsylvania, actually.
Are they really?
Sorry, what is this Saturday morning chat?
It's a digital net, Saturday morning at 7:30. There are a couple guys with the 5 watts, and all the way from Pennsylvania it comes in. Wow. One in Western New York. It's quite amazing.
Yeah, pretty soon I'm going to be setting up my little QRP Zygo G90 with my solar panel and battery. And seeing if I can get in with that. I'm sure I can.
Yeah.
And just so you know that John KB1SWW is now the net manager of the New Hampshire Digital.
Really?
I got talked into it.
A friend from Hancock.
George was he's taking care of some children, and he couldn't do it, and so he talked me into it.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I heard you're doing a good job.
Well, it's only been 2 weeks now, so.
Oh, that's good.
Well, obviously, with that many people checking in, doing a good job.
Just getting your feet wet.
Yeah.
All right.
So there's another chat out there from KM6NUY. Is anyone doing the ham hotline VoIP phone? I've heard of it. I saw something on it. I looked at it. I watched the video on it, but I am not doing it. I don't know if anybody else is doing that. Has anybody heard about that? It's basically you can get a voice over IP phone and hook it up to the ham hotline network. And basically you can use it over amateur radio, but doesn't have to be.
Just curious.
They did that years ago.
What was that?
So I think they did that years ago on the repeater. They did the news line.
No, nah, this is something different.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's called the Ham Shack Hotline. And it's a4pyr.com. Anybody's interested? Oh, maybe that. No, maybe that's not it. It's just he has it on his website about it. Ham Shack Hotline, we'll browse. So it's just hamshackhotline.com is the website. Yeah, it's pretty neat. You can get a reasonably priced voice over IP phone and program it up and chat with everybody.
And throw it on your ear?
Yeah, well, it's actually, I think it's even tied in with DMR on some.
Yeah, you can link it in with DMR repeaters but there are specific numbers that are allocated just for amateur radio that they're allocating.
Kind of neat. Right.
Any more comments or anything like that anyone want to discuss tonight?
Yeah, I don't know if you were on, Ron, but my wife is to blame for the snow tonight.
Yes.
Yep. She ordered a pair of sandals the other day.
I thought it was my I thought it was my fault because my son and I drove from here down to D.C., then to St. Louis, then down to New Mexico, and then off to California, and we had great weather all the way, and we get 20 miles outside of San Diego and it snowed for about 2 hours on the highway. We were stuck.
Really?
So I thought I brought the snow from California.
You probably did. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I was in that same snowstorm.
It's crazy.
Well, they must have had a good trip there.
It was a good trip. We walked around D.C., did the St. Louis Arch, then the Carlsbad Caverns in New Mexico, the Pima Air Museum, Saguaro National Park, and the San Diego Zoo.
Oh, yeah, San Diego Zoo is fantastic. We've been down there.
It's fantastic.
Yep.
It was funny too. In Washington D.C., it was the day that all the truck convoy, the anti-vax truck convoy, was coming in, and they had a stage set up. We didn't know anything about it, and we're walking up to the Washington Monument, and we could hear music, and we walk around the corner, and there's this big stage and cameras and all kinds of stuff, and turns out that only 12 people showed up. So I guess we were two of the 12. And we just happened to stumble on it and walk through and kept on moving.
I thought I saw you on TV.
So. Yeah, it might have.
Yeah. Well, that's good. All right. We've got a couple of things for the next April meeting there, and Peter will be there. And Derek, and I know we've got a projector in the screen, so we're all set for him for that.
For what? In the screen?
Projector in the screen.
Oh, in the screen. Oh, okay, yep.
Yeah, we're all set for him.
And if anyone wants any more ideas about where we want to go, this field day and stuff like that would be fine. I was thinking about when we do our EMAR there in September, that we have maybe have come in before we do that and give us a briefing on the tactical system that we could use and all that stuff. He was noticing that when we were down there last September or whatever, we were at the finish line there, a couple of things that we could do for that event and stuff like that. So keep that in mind too, because that'll be coming up also. And the marathon, Boston Marathon, is going to be held here in the usual time now in April. So, and I think they were sending out some information about they wanted some amateur radio operators to help them again, set up systems and stuff like that, and track all the runners and all that stuff. So, it's a good experience too. All right. Anything else here? Good to see everybody. Good to hear everybody. Sorry about all the snow.
Yeah. I'll tell my wife that you guys
were. Yeah, and then but when things are just going in, we had, you know, cleaned it off and all that stuff. Finally, we had the rain there, and, you know, we still had some snow in the yard and stuff like that, but you know, it was getting better. Had to have a loader come in to take out all the piles there that we put up here from the last snowstorm. 10 feet high and stuff like that, and about, I would say, 15 feet long, and about 10 feet wide. Now, they made the first pass already in the driveway. So hopefully, that won't happen. All right. Anyone want to make a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Make a unless motion.
You want to keep on, you know.
Fred? Who made that motion?
That was Fred.
That was Fred. We got 1958.
Who seconded it?
We all seconded. Ron. Someone else wanted to second it. We can. You want to? We covered it pretty a lot, you know, pretty well. Good to see each other. You know, in person, seeing each other now. Okay. Everybody in favor of adjourning the meeting right now? Thank you, Larry. Aye. Is that?
Aye.
Okay.
We raise our hand.
Yeah, raise our hands. Can you see my hand?
Some of these programs, you can raise your hand to ask a question.
Oh, yeah. You got it down here at the bottom.
Yeah. I don't have
I don't have any hand. Oh, I have reactions.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Like that.
Yep.
Right. Good night, all. Thank you.
Good night, all. Take care.
How do you put? Oh, you can.
Good night.
Night.